streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, hour 2. Live in L.A., it's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, FS1, Joy Taylor is joining me. A lot of Dak today. We don't lie. On days like this, Dak's the tree and we just build branches off it. You know, we've got a lot of Dak angles, a lot of Dak stories. And we were joking this morning. This is two of the quietest days of the year in American sports are the 2 days after the NBA All-Star game. There's no games. There's nothing going on. And I don't think it's coincidental. Jerry then owns the world. Jerry's very calculated. If you look at when he signed the big contracts, there's usually a lull in the sports world, and Jerry kind of owns it.
Listen, he likes his Dallas Cowboys being talked about. I don't know that this is a Jerry story, and as much as it's a Dak and a Cowboys story, it still benefits him because, Dak got everything he wanted.
Everything.
Like, he got the guaranteed money, the money, the no trade clause, the years. What am I missing?
I mean, if literally you were getting a divorce and it went for 3 years, and then at the end he or she got everything, you'd be like, well, what's the point? Why make attorneys rich? It just should have settled.
Exactly.
Just settle. Like, you're not winning anything.
You didn't get anything you wanted.
Like, you did. Dak got everything, which God love him, but why'd you wait 2 years if he was going to get everything?
I don't know.
All right, so here's the highest paid quarterbacks now in the NFL. And our television audience will see this, and I'll read it for our radio audience. Mahomes 1, Dak 2, Deshaun Watson 3, Russell Wilson 4, Aaron Rodgers 5, Jared Goff tied for 5, Kirk Cousins 7, Carson Wentz 8, Matt Ryan 9, and Ryan Tannehill 10. So I said, okay, let's take those 10. And who do I think are the most talented? Now, the top of this and the bottom are pretty easy. And then it gets really tight. But here's who I would say. This is my opinion, if you rank them, of the 10 highest paid quarterbacks, just on talent, what I've seen. Number one's the easiest one, Patrick Mahomes. He's perfect. Great arm, mobile, good kid, coachable, appreciative, grinder. There's no downside. He's got the highest passer rating in NFL history. he's the youngest quarterback to lead his team to multiple Super Bowl appearances. This is a once-in-a-generation player. Kansas City will never, ever get a quarterback that good. That will never happen again. That is Brady to New England. It happens once. Don't try to duplicate it. There's never going to be a six-round player like Tom Brady. That is Mahomes is number one easily. Number two, you can argue, I'd say Aaron Rodgers, who I think has the quickest release since Dan Marino. The ball comes out like a seed. It's incredible. He also led the NFL last year in virtually every statistical category. I may have issues sometimes. His personality's a little condescending or prickly. But in the end, again, you know how lucky Green Bay is to go from Favre to Rodgers? That's not the way it works. It's like when the Colts went Peyton Manning to Luck. That's not the way it works. Aaron's a remarkable talent. You cross your fingers, he's had a couple injuries, but he's got a good 4 or 5 years left. Number three, and it's close, I'd say Russell Wilson. To me, he's just a winner. It's not as artistic, it's not as beautiful as Aaron Rodgers. But he's been in the league 9 years. He's been to the playoffs 8. First quarterback in history with a winning record in his first 9 seasons. He's the ultimate playmaker. Go Hawks. He's pushed back a little in recent years. But I think if you look, Aaron Rodgers has had much better offensive lines on average. Russell's been running for his life for 5 years. So you could make an argument Russell's too because he's had to overcome more, which is bad protection. But these three, I don't have any argument with. And four, I think it's hard to argue too, would be Deshaun Watson. Listen, man, the guy led the NFL in passing yards. How? They traded DeAndre Hopkins. The offensive line was bad outside of left tackle. He's just a special player. I don't think he throws a football that's as pretty as Mahomes or as pretty as Aaron. I don't think, he went 4-12. He's not Russell Wilson in terms of, he just doesn't have losing seasons. But I think the first four, this is really not really arguable. You're just trying to be obnoxious to argue. Now we go to five. Now, I would put in Carson Wentz, and here's why. He had a bad year. But then I start looking at that nonsense in Philadelphia, and I think, okay, who would have won there? The other thing is Chris Ballard, the Colts GM, is one of the shrewdest guys in the NFL. He doesn't pay big money for anybody, and he went and got him. And that tells you Ballard's a pretty smart cookie. He doesn't want to pay big money. He's paying big money at quarterback now. By the way, Wentz was the first quarterback in league history that had over 20 touchdown passes, 7 or fewer interceptions his first 3 years in the league. That'd never been done. He is a raw talent. He had a bad year. It happened. Peyton Manning in year 4 had a bad year. It happens. Number six, you're going to scoff at this, but we got to reboot how we think about Ryan Tannehill. Folks, not only is he a big, strong, mobile guy and had the second highest passer rating in the NFL since becoming a Titan, second to, like, Mahomes, right? The guy led the NFL last year with 6 fourth quarter and overtime game-winning drives. He's been a really clutch winning quarterback, and he's led his team to the playoffs. So he wins, he's clutch, his passer rating is good. You got to take those Adam Gase years out. I was never a fan of Tannehill. Never a fan. But what doesn't he do? He wins, he's clutch, he's mobile, he's productive. By all accounts, he stays out of the news. I'd put him at 6. Now we get tight. And you're not going to like 7. I'd put Matt Ryan. Folks, he's been an MVP. He's been to a Super Bowl. I know he's not much fun to watch. I would argue that. And this is inches, not feet. But he has the most passing yards by any quarterback through the first decade of their career than anybody in NFL history. Matty Ice gives you the same numbers virtually every year. Atlanta's problem is their defense is horrific. He ain't the issue. So, now again, it gets close now. A lot of people prefer Dak. Dak's got one playoff win. Matty's been to a Super Bowl. By the way, it's not like he's ever had, quote, a great coach. His coaches have always been fired. Dan Quinn got run. The other defensive guy he had before him got run. Mike Smith, I think. So it's not like he's had, you know, he had Kyle Shanahan as a coordinator, but I would put Matt Ryan 7. 8, I would put Dak. Dependable, doesn't throw the prettiest football, but he's only got one playoff win. So he has not been good in the last 2 years against winning teams and playoff teams. He doesn't have a lot of playoff pelt. But I think he's a leader. I think he's liked. I think despite that injury, he's durable. I think in the last couple of years, he's productive. There's just certain things. He's kind of the anti-Baker Mayfield, where I just kind of, he'll say the right stuff. You know, doesn't matter what the controversy is, the loss, the way, just put him at the podium. He'll just say the right thing. With Baker, if I own the Browns, I'd be crossing my fingers. So the other thing about Dak, he had the second highest passer rating by any quarterback in his first 5 years. So you generally get a very stable player at quarterback. Next is Jared Goff, who I had much higher years ago, but he's become a turnover machine. I don't think there's much to say here. I think he's going to regress because I don't think he has the coach now. So the offensive line won't be as good. The receivers won't be as good. The coach won't be as good. And I like Jaron more than everybody else. I always said he was Matt Ryan with a better deep ball. But over the last couple years, he has a turnover issue that you just can't deny. It's gotten bad, and the Rams moved off him. And number 10, not a shot, but I think Kirk Cousins has a very low ceiling. I think he's a nice guy. You know, he's productive, but he feels like he always shrinks to me in big games, where I don't think Dak does. I don't think Goff shrinks in big games. I saw Goff out-duel Patrick Mahomes in a big game. Goff, you know, he won a playoff game this past year in Seattle, all banged up. So Goff, to me, doesn't shrink in big games. He has a turnover problem. Kirk Cousins, I feel like if I really, in a big game, need him to carry us a little, I don't think it's capable. So I showed you the 10 highest-paid quarterbacks, the 10 most talented. And again, every Cowboy fan's going to argue on Matt Ryan and Ryan Tannehill. But at some point, I got an MVP with Ryan and a Super Bowl with Ryan. And Kirk Cousins last 2 years, he's been great. I mean, I don't get it. I never got it. Not a fan of the college, not a fan of Miami. But at some point, you got to be honest about it. Sometimes you have to take an argument and reboot it and go, okay, this is the data. Tannehill's data the last 2 years is great. He's great late. He starts every game. He's mobile. He gets into the playoffs. He beats good playoff teams. He stays out of the news. There you go. So again, ideally, you wouldn't want the 8th most talented quarterback to be the second highest paid. That's my takeaway. Ideally, you wouldn't want that. Dak's a little overpaid, but...
But that's also the market.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not... Listen, the market is... This happens.
It is what it is. We freaked out with Jared Goff's contract.
Yeah, and I think everybody liked it for a year. It's funny about, like, Dak's... I think Dak's contract, I think for the first year, we're not going to talk much about it because the defense is going to get better. It's a bad division.
And he was going to get 37 this year anyway.
Right.
If they franchise tag.
So I think for the first year... I mean, if you told me this morning Dallas is going to go 9-7, that feels right. The defense is going to be better. They're going to take their draft this year. They're going to go mostly defense. The $15 million they save on him, they're going to go deep.
They're going to be better than they were last year. They had backup quarterbacks for half the season.
Yeah, and by the way, it was Mike McCarthy. Nobody bought in until about week 7. So they're going to be a better football. I don't think anybody will talk about his deal year 1. But I also, people say, well, they're getting a cap break in year 1. Yeah, but they're not a Super Bowl team. They're not. That $15 million doesn't change them as dramatically as it needs to be. I mean, if you told me right now the teams in the Super Bowl bubble, Dallas doesn't even come to mind. I mean, there's I don't even put Seattle in my top 8, and I think they're better with a Super Bowl winning coach, with a better coach, a better general manager, and frankly, at the end of last year, a better defense. So Jane Slater's going to stop by. Jimmy Johnson, too. It was fun. Everybody's going crazy yesterday. It was so funny. When the story first came out, I had just taken a killer nap.
Love those.
Oh, that's fantastic. You got to live in a hotel. You got to take advantage of the quiet in a hotel. You know, hotels are dead Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Well, sure.
Friday nights at this hotel, It's people go to hotels to party, but Monday through Thursday, that thing's a
cave.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So I woke up from a nap and I saw the DAC deal, and I thought to myself, oh, this is one of those fake blue check things. Because I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Right. It felt like it was never going to happen.
And then it happens and he gets everything. So the first story I read, I'm like, we got everything. That Jerry caved on, he didn't get everything. And he got everything. Jane Slater talks about that next.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire? You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Tomorrow, the Big East tournament tips off with a triple header on FS1. First at 3 Eastern, Marquette battles Georgetown. Then at 6, Butler faces Xavier. And at 9, catch DePaul as they take on Providence. All the first round action begins tomorrow on FS1 and the Fox Sports app.
You know, it's interesting. When Dak signed his contract, I saw a lot of people saying, oh my gosh, what's Josh Allen going to make? And what's Lamar Jackson going to make? But every player is different. So Patrick Mahomes signed a very team-friendly deal. Why? My guess is Patrick Mahomes viewed himself as an all-time talent and thought to himself, I saw what Brady did. I want to get to 10 Super Bowls and win 5. So Mahomes did not take the most money. Because my belief is Patrick Mahomes views himself, he has so much confidence. And you can tell Patrick Mahomes has like inner confidence. Not fake confidence. You know what I mean? He's not one of these guys that needs to be accepted on the internet. But Patrick Mahomes could have taken the biggest deal ever. And he's like, no, I'm going to take a team-friendly deal. Because he viewed himself with Andy Reid and those weapons as, we're going to do this about 7 different times. Now, Kirk Cousins, you know what you are, knows he's not Brady or Mahomes. Kirk Cousins, I'm taking everything. And that's how he views it. I'm taking everything on the market, which means I can't get surrounded by as much, which means I can't beat good teams, which is now Kirk Cousins' career. So the idea that, you know, a prime example is Lamar Jackson. Lamar's very competitive, like gets angry. There's a rage when he struggles in a game. To me, Lamar Jackson's about the W's. He wants to win games. I could see Lamar Jackson saying, I've got a great coach. I want to keep getting better, and I want to win games. I'm not going to take every penny offered. I could see Lamar Jackson doing that. He feels like, to me, a winning player. And that's not a knock at Dak. But, you know, Dak probably says, oh, guy, I made nothing for all these years. I'm going to belly up to the financial bar. But the idea that every player views it the same, every person doesn't view anything the same. So, you know, it's I could see Lamar Jackson signing a very friendly team deal because he's tired of hearing how he can't win in the playoffs and he's done. I mean, he's going to get rich either way. Is he going to get super rich or buy $100 million yacht rich? Lamar's going to get rich. But I could see Lamar internalizing saying, I am so over hearing I can't win in the playoffs. I'm going to take a little less so I can have better players in playoff games. I could see that. I could totally see that. Or I could see Josh Allen saying, man, Stephon Diggs, it's fun to play with Stephon Diggs. What if I had 2 Stephon Diggs? I'll take a little less. I mean, seriously. I mean, Tom Brady having all those wide receivers, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson may look at that and think, damn, could I get Mike Evans and Chris Godwin? Just take like $4 million less a year or whatever it is. You don't know how these young guys react to this stuff. But Josh Allen literally went from kind of okay to superstar. Why? Stephon Diggs. And then he watches Tom in the Super Bowl. He's got like 3 Stephon Diggs. You don't think Josh Allen goes, I got a great coach. If I just take a little less, we can always be viable in the free agent market? I absolutely think. Now, Aaron Rodgers, by the way. I don't blame Aaron Rodgers for taking big money. I'll tell you why. Because Green Bay historically doesn't land free agents. So Aaron's thinking, the hell? We're not getting Stephon Diggs anyway. Like they don't get free agents. So he's like, we build through the draft. Green Bay tends to be build through the draft, don't get free agents, develop players. And Aaron's saying, I'm going to take pay cuts. We're never going to land these free agents anyway. They don't want to go play in Green Bay. So maybe that's how he views it. But I don't think there's a guarantee that every player is just going to say, give me this, this, this. It just, what matters to you? I mean, Dak could very well be thinking, You guys didn't pay me for 4 years. I'm the quarterback of America's team. I was getting you to playoff games. I was winning the division. And I was making less than talk show hosts in some cities. I could see him saying, I'll give you a cut in 4 years. But for the next four, I'm going to get mine. I get it. Everybody sees it different. I don't think every player is going to say, back up the Brinks truck. Mahomes could have. He didn't. Because he saw, I can win six of these. I think I'm an all-time great. And also Kansas City, you know, every player that's ever played in Kansas City loves Kansas City. They get free agents. It's a great NFL town. They've gone out in my life. They've landed all sorts of great coaches, great quarterbacks, great free agents. And maybe Mahomes is like, hey, we have a history of landing big stars. I'll take a little less and get stars. Also, maybe Mahomes looks at it and thinks to himself, he came into the league with all these great skill people. He's probably like, it's way more fun when Sammy Watkins is my fourth target. He may have just looked at it and said, this is fun. I'd rather have, I mean, by the way, why did they get blown out in the Super Bowl? Because his left tackle got hurt. So Mahomes is looking at that thing and I need left tackles. I couldn't score a touchdown in the Super Bowl. So everybody views it differently. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Dak finally got his long-term contract with the Cowboys. 4 years, $160 million deal. To be honest, I did not think this was going to happen. Yeah. So it got to the point where it was just, this is going to go on forever, and he's never going to actually sign a long-term deal with the Cowboys.
You know, after today, well, maybe tomorrow we'll do a little more. But we basically took that sponge, and we just rang it out for years. We're done with this story.
Isn't that amazing?
By the end of tomorrow's show, we're probably officially done with it.
Do you remember? I think it might have been last year, like maybe a year and a half ago, and you were like, I declare I am not talking about that contract anymore. I was like, I don't know. You're probably going to have to.
Yeah.
But it is finally signed, and after the news broke, his brother Tad showed a photo of them celebrating with a big hug and added the caption, when your little brother gets the call, let's go, Dak. Time to win the Cowboys a Super Bowl.
That's an emotional picture.
I love it. That is a good hug. That is a double arm hug. The tuck under the shoulder. We want to feel the embrace. I like this picture, and I like that he tweeted this, because this does put everything into perspective for the fact that Dak is a human being. This is what he does for a living. We all have jobs.
Dream came true.
He held strong. He did what everyone in the business was telling him, just take the deal, take less money, and he got everything that he wanted in the contract. I'm surprised that he was able to get it done with the Cowboys. I always knew Dak was going to get paid,
yeah. But
I didn't know that the Cowboys were ever going to budge, because it went on for so long. It's like, what are the Cowboys really trying to do here? Like, what are they going to do without Dak also?
Well, that's why when I woke up from my nap and saw the story, I thought it was fake.
Yeah.
When I saw the numbers, I thought, okay, this is one of those fake Glazer, fake Shefty, somebody trying to pretend they're Jay Glazer.
Someone retweeted a meme account and then it went viral.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, okay, it's one of these people trying to be a fake reporter, because I thought he got everything. The first story I read, I'm like, he got everything. He got all the years, the money, the guaranteed everything.
Good for him. And I think that the Cowboys, while there's all this talk about what they're going to do with the defense and, you know, how do they get better, their offensive line ranked 27th by Pro Football Focus last year. 27.
Well,
they're living off reputation. When we think of the Dallas offensive line, some of us still think of them as that unit that was in place when Dak was a rookie and Zeke was a rookie. Not so anymore.
No.
So that's really the unit that needs to be focused on by the Dallas Cowboys this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, the best offensive line is the Colts. Cleveland's probably, in my opinion, second.
Green Bay is up there.
Green Bay, they always have a good O-line. I think New England's O-line, they're young in a couple spots. I think New England's O-line's pretty good. I think the Raiders is underrated. I think when it's healthy, Kansas City with Mitchell Schwartz and Eric Fisher is really good. But Dallas is not, I don't think Dallas is near the top five anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, Football Focus has them 27th. Like, they're very far down.
Yeah.
They're one of the worst in the league, actually. And that's something that the Cowboys need to focus on. A lot of people don't feel like Dak is over-the-top talented to deserve this money. And what's happened with Zeke? It's very easy. Pay attention to the offensive line. That's why Russell Wilson is such a unique situation. It's difficult for quarterbacks to have success when they have a bad offensive line.
It's almost impossible. Andrew Luck,
Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league and couldn't get anything done in the Super Bowl because his offensive line wasn't intact.
That's exactly what happened. That tells you everything. Patrick Mahomes couldn't score a touchdown in the Super Bowl because they were missing a good, not a superstar left tackle, a good left tackle. That tells you about what you need in this league.
And it should tell you that Dak does have the ability to win and play at a high level in this league, but he can't do it. He can't do what Russell Wilson does. And Russell Wilson can't even do what Russell Wilson does. That's why Russell Wilson is upset. He wants an offensive line, too. Yeah. So Carson Wentz is getting a fresh start with the Colts this year, who have a great offensive line. He's already familiar with his new coach, Frank Reich, from their long time together. Well, from their time together in Philly. And his former teammate, Jason Peters, thinks that teaming up with Reich, again, is exactly what Wentz needs to get back to his MVP level of play.
One thing I do know about Frank, he's going to put Carson in the best position. He's not going to let him just go out there, have bad mechanics, or just go out there and throw bad balls. I think Frank's going to bring the best out of Carson because I've seen it when we were on the Super Bowl run. You know, them two there was great together, and that's a good fit for Carson, I think. He's going to get back to his MVP caliber of play.
Weren't you and I both shocked how good Phillip Rivers was last year?
Yes.
I mean, not to me. So my takeaway is Phillip Rivers, who was so slow, he quit. I mean, he retired. He loves football. He's like, okay, I'm done. Went 11-5. I mean, so between Reich and that offensive line, it is mystifying to me how many people are like, oh, I don't know if it's going to work. It's going to work. The question
is, I think it's going to work.
How much?
And I think it's on Carson Wentz. All the pressure is on Carson Wentz. You have everything that you need now to be successful.
Go do it.
It's not a dysfunctional situation. You have Frank Reich. You're comfortable with him. You have a great offensive line. This idea that Carson, no one has ever gotten more credit for winning an MVP that they didn't win. Like, everyone harkens back to this season. Like, Carson Wentz was the runaway MVP through 13 games. Tom Brady won the MVP that season. His numbers were better through 13 games than Carson Wentz. In every statistical category. Not every statistical category, but, like, had better completion percentage, more yards. He didn't have as many touchdowns, 27 touchdowns with 6 interceptions, and a higher passer rating through 13 games. Tom Brady did. So this like elevation of Carson Wentz to like as if he won the MVP. He did not. Tom Brady won it and had better numbers through 13 games. And I think that this is the moment that Carson Wentz has to prove that he is, like you just listed, he's more talented than these other guys, than Dak, than Matt Ryan, than Kirk Cousins, and Ryan Tannehill. Go do it.
Yeah,
I want to see what happens now.
Yeah, I mean, he had a really bad year. I'm giving him a chaos pass. But listen, there's no excuses. I mean, that offense has a star back now, Jonathan Taylor. Great O-line.
Wide receivers.
Yeah, Michael Pittman's ended up being a star. Maybe they need a tight end, but if you can't, and that division's kooky. It's not like it's not a winnable division. I don't have to face Rodgers or Mahomes.
Nobody besides Tampa Bay and Kansas City has pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Those two teams. Well, and Tampa Bay might not this year because they have a lot of free agents to sign. So Joe Burrow looked great in his rookie year before suffering a season-ending knee injury in week 11. The Bengals are very confident they have their franchise quarterback, as they should be. And director of player personnel, Duke Tobin, is working to bring in players to support Burrow going forward. He said, I think we have one of the premier best young quarterbacks in the game, and we're going to do everything we can to build around him. It's going to start with him.
I like their receivers. I'd go O-line again.
They have the 5th pick in the draft, and they have $41 million in cap space, which is the 5th most in the NFL.
So Jonah Williams is a good old lineman. I would go get the kid from Northwestern, Slater, that can – why am I forgetting his name? Rashawn Slater. He can do guard or tackle. So and to me, this league isn't complicated. Find a quarterback, protect quarterback, draft guys who can get their quarterback – so I would go back to the O-line. I like their receivers, actually.
You really like the Bengals next year.
For the first time in my life, somebody is going to shock us in the league next year.
Every year it happens.
Okay. You tell me the team.
I don't know that I'm ready to dip my toe in the Bengals water.
All right.
I love Joe Burrow. Love Joe Burrow before the draft. Team Joe Burrow, 100%.
Okay.
They have the 5th pick in the draft. They had the 30th ranked offensive line, according to Pro Football Focus, last year. And he was sacked 32 times.
That's
the third most in the NFL through week 11. So obviously the offensive line is the number one priority for the Cincinnati Bengals. Sign a veteran offensive lineman that's available, draft them. That is your, should be your focus. Because you are still a few years away from actually contending. The only reason why I have hesitation, other than all the work they have to do on the offensive line, is that division is so tough. Baker Mayfield, another year with Kevin Stefanski, bringing back essentially the same team. I don't know what the Steelers are going to do. I don't have a lot of confidence in them, but they did win the division last year with Ben Roethlisberger. So, and then you have the Ravens. Like, so I look at the division first when I start talking about what team is going to surprise us, and that's the only thing that gives me hesitation.
That's going to be one of those dorky things on Twitter where you have those polls. I want to do that this week.
Which team, well, do you think will surprise
somebody's
you?
Somebody's going to shock us. Okay, so who's it going to be?
Well, okay, so what's shock? They didn't make the playoffs last year and they will this year?
Yeah, like...
So I think Arizona.
But they were 8-8. If they went,
but they didn't make the playoffs.
That doesn't feel shocking. That feels improving.
Okay, so it's got to be...
That's your homework assignment tomorrow.
Okay.
Cincinnati is my early leader in the... Oh, my God, they made the playoffs.
No. You think the Bengals are going to make the playoffs?
I think if they shore up the offensive line. When I watched that shootout with Cleveland, I sat there and I was like, holy crap. They just got to protect this kid. Everybody's like, oh, Cleveland won. Cleveland, sure, they got way better players. When I watched that shootout against Cleveland, I sat and watched that whole thing. I was just like, oh, my God.
I mean,
by the way, they blew out Tennessee. They had these moments last year. You were like.
They had moments.
They don't have any players. How are they doing this?
I want to see what they do in the offseason because they do have a lot of cap space. If they're aggressive and bring in a couple veterans, I got to think about it. Let me give me some homework time.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
It is interesting. There were two stories yesterday in the last couple days that I think have changed the top of the draft. One is Jalen Hurts, the owner for the Eagles, said he's our guy. So Philadelphia is not taking a quarterback at 6. That's the right move, in my opinion. A lot of people had them taking a quarterback. They'll take a receiver. The second thing is Dak's contract. To me, Dallas now has to go defense because they got too much money on offense. You get into a problem in this league when you got, like, Cleveland's got all their money on offense. Cleveland's defense stinks. You want to balance it out, right? Dallas, remember, when Russell Wilson signed that big deal in Seattle, Seattle suddenly started trading down and getting more picks. When Aaron Rodgers signed that big deal in Green Bay, they went and got more picks. Will Jerry move down in the draft? That is not his history. He doesn't like moving down. He wants to be up top of the draft or make a splash. But Dallas needs defense. Dak now, that means Amari's getting paid. Tyron, Zach Martin, Zeke, Amari. That is a lot. You don't want to be Cleveland where you're in shootouts every week. If I'm Dallas... That 10th pick, is it 10? I would consider trading down. The other thing that benefits Dallas, the top 10 to 15 picks in this draft are mostly offensive stars. It's a great quarterback draft, a receiver draft, and an offensive line draft. So Dallas, where this draft has good defensive players, late first, second, and third, you can get great defensive players. The stars of this draft are all on offense. Okay, Dallas... is at 10, they can get who they want on defense at 20 and below. Then that's when you get into the second, third, fourth best corner, second best linebacker, third, fourth best edge rusher. That's what Dallas needs. So to me, I look at this and I think, Jalen Hurts story and Dak's contract story, I'm Dallas. What you need right now, you need to get better and inexpensive on defense. You got to get better on that side of the ball. So Jane Slater's around the corner. We'll talk about that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season.
This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reporter for the NFL Network, covered the Cowboys for a long time, has the Boys and Girls podcast, iHeartRadio. Got about 8 minutes here. I want to get to it with Jane Slater covering the Cowboys. All right, let's... I was taking a nap. I woke up. I went to my phone and thought, okay, this is fake. Dak got everything he wanted. Everything. So how did it come together? You just tell me. How did it come together?
You know, I think we're going to have more definitive answers tomorrow. And hello, Joy. Hello, Colin. When Dak Prescott is actually supposed to and is expected to have a press conference tomorrow, I've still got questions, quite frankly. You know, I'd reported last week that the tone felt better this year. The two sides were actually talking, which was meaningful. And it was encouraging that he was rehabbing nearly every single day at the facility. So it couldn't have been that bad. You know, if you're worried about running into your owners that you feel are so disrespectful or are going to tag you for another year. You can rehab other places. So that felt meaningful.
Yeah.
And then we got to Monday. I checked in a couple of times, still nothing got done, but I was told this was very much Steven heavily involved with Todd France, trying to get this thing done. Jerry Jones did get involved at one point. To what extent, I don't know. But this thing finally got wrapped around the 4 o'clock hour. So that's how quick it happened.
So, you know, there was a Russell Wilson little insert here a couple days ago. Did you buy any of that stuff?
Well, it was so funny that everybody ran with it. Of course, it's the offseason. Of course, it's reported that Russell would entertain a trade to Dallas. There was never anything meaningful about that. And when I reached out to my people, they considered it laughable. And that was because they've been all in on trying to get Dak Prescott here. They wouldn't have used the costly exclusive tag last year. They wouldn't have been moving towards a tag if they couldn't get this done. This was their guy. Now, I think that they realized that they had been doing the stare down contest with Todd France. And I don't know this for a fact, but I think just the psychology of it all, Jerry Jones has been a guy that's always bet on himself. And I've got to think he respected the way that Dak Prescott not only bet on himself, but continued to do things the right way. He didn't hold out. He showed up to the facility with the exception of not participating in OTAs, virtual at the time. He still had guys working out on his football field, getting ready for the football season. And you got the sense that Dak Prescott wanted to be part of the Cowboys. The Cowboys have learned over the years how hard it is to find a franchise quarterback. I've covered this team long enough to, you can go down the list, the Vinny Testaverdes, the Kyle Ortons, the Brandon Whedons. I mean, it's an extensive one. And then we saw this year what happened. You know, we had sort of talked about this notion of what would the Cowboys be if Andy Dalton was under center? Well, we saw that. It didn't work. We also saw what the Cowboys looked like with Ben DiNucci and Garrett Gilbert. And so look at just some of the tweets from the players. Look at the way the locker room responded when this deal got done. There was a reason why Tony Romo was not able to compete for his job back Dak's rookie season. This fourth round compensatory pick was so impressive, not only to the Jones family, but his performance on the football field and his team around him. And as one GM and another agent kind of pointed out to me, yeah, they both could have gambled on the open market next year because that tag at 54.3 was ridiculous. The Cowboys are going to always overvalue their players. Now, there will be a team that would likely talk themselves into whatever Dak was asking for, but ultimately these two wanted to make it work. I'm glad that they were able to get themselves to couples therapy, and you know, the kid is no longer being hurt by some of the media out there accusing him of being greedy. He just wanted some respect and he wanted to get paid, and that's what happened here.
Does it change Dallas's free agent plans or draft plans?
Not necessarily. Now, it is a good question because as I was looking to see how serious they were about getting this thing done ahead of the tag deadline, I did reach out to a few agents of players to see if they've pulled the lever. In other words, have they restructured deals that had not happened? In fact, they hadn't even really had any meaningful free agency meetings. I was told they were all in on getting this Dak deal done. Now, will they be frugal shoppers? Will they be looking for guys that they can get on veteran minimums? Absolutely. You know, they always say we're doing talent evaluation 365, 7 days a year, and they will do that. But they aren't going to have a lot of money to do some meaningful spending. But I do think they'll have enough to at least give you some depth at certain positions and get you some veterans in the locker room. But I don't think you're going to see them make a splash. And quite frankly, they really haven't made a splash in free agency since Brandon Carr. And then if you want to consider Amari Cooper midseason when they went out and got a wide receiver and gave up a one pick, they really haven't gambled on free agents in recent years.
Yeah. It's interesting. How is it, about a minute left, minute two left. How is it landing? I mean, if you listen to talk radio in Dallas or if you can connect with fans, how is the contract landing?
Dak energizes this fan base. I mean, to your point, I cover this team. I hear from a lot of Cowboys Twitter. Cowboys Twitter is absurd, as you know, when you make comments about Dak Prescott and question whether he's an elite quarterback. I'm sure you hear it. No different than your criticism of Baker Mayfield. He is a lightning rod here. And of course, there's still what we call the Romo camp, the people that feel like Romo should have been the quarterback. He should have not been able to walk away from this team and they should have competed. But a lot of people see who Dak is both on and off the field is the same guy. The way that he finds ways to win when in the past we've seen quarterbacks find ways to lose. I think this is good for everyone. And when I've talked to people both around the facility and of course the fans, I think we're all just tired of this storyline.
Yeah.
It was his market value. Just pay the guy. let's move on. I think it helps the team sentiment. I think it helps the attitude. And to your point, it allows them to now start putting some pieces around Dak in order for them to be successful. And quite frankly, this is the best way for Mike McCarthy to gauge whether he's going to be a successful coach in Dallas or not, because he sure had to weather a lot of challenges as it related to the offensive line and then going through four quarterbacks last year in his first season with COVID.
All right. Jane Slater, NFL Network. Great seeing you. Nice job on this.
Always good seeing you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. This is a fascinating time because the salary cap's coming down. That doesn't happen much in the NFL. It'll bounce back up the following year. It's going to be a lot of good players on the market. So you will be able to do some value shopping. Carlos Dunlap yesterday let go by Seattle. You know, he was just a cap casualty. I've talked to a couple of people in the NFL, and they're like, you're not going to believe what you're going to see in the next two or three weeks. Like, you're going to see like really good players available. So it doesn't happen very often in the National Football League where they come down a little bit. In my lifetime, it's gotten more popular, more lucrative. Now you got the gambling money in there. There's going to be some players out there. If you have to upgrade your defense, you'll have opportunities too. And the players, let's be honest, won't have a ton of leverage because teams won't have a ton of money.
There are some teams that have.
Washington's got $37 million.
The Bengals have $41 million most, in cap space.
Most of the teams with cap space are bad. The Jacksonville, Washington's good and has Jets. Cap space. Yeah, Jets. So keep your eye on Washington. I'm just really fascinated. I'll say it again. That's a good team. Super Bowl coach. Championship defense. 5-1 with Alex Smith. Gave the Buccaneers a fight with Taylor Heineke. It's like, what are they going to do? I don't know. Very interesting. Hour 3 is around the corner. Endless hot water. Spa-like comfort. With Navien. Energy efficient Navien tankless water heaters. Local rebates too. Go to tanklessmadesimple.com. Tanklessmadesimple.com.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Cameron-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.